Blog Talk Radio.
Get up off of that thing.
Put it down. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. I'm back. Get up off of that thing. And dance to do you better. Get up off of that thing. And dance to do sing it now. Get up off of that thing. And dance to you do better. Get up off of that thing. Try to beat that pressure. Get up off of that thing. And shake the you feel better. Get up off of that thing. And shake the you say it now. Get up off of that thing. And shake the you feel better. Get up off of that thing. And try to release that pressure. Get up off. Good God. So good.
Hey, hey, Jerry Brown said, get up off of that thing. Shake it till you feel better. Welcome to another edition, another Tuesday edition of Kale's Corner. I hate to announce at the start of the show, Lady T will not be joining us tonight. She had a family emergency. So we're going to keep her and her family in our prayers. It's a trying, trying time right now. Everything is up in the air and out of order and in disarray. But we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this. How do I know we are? Because my Kale Corner family will be there with us to get us through everything. Before I start, I want to dedicate this show to my mom, Carolyn Birdie McClain. Those of you that don't know, we were praying this weekend for her, and my mom passed. She passed on Saturday evening around 10:30, 11 o'clock. So, that's what I'm confronted and that's what I'm dealing with right now. But the thing about my mom, she's such an inspiration to me. I know she would say, son, keep the show going. Keep it going. So that's what I intend to do, is to keep the show going. Okay. We're going to discuss this Masters Golf Tournament with Scottie Scheffler taking the top prize, shooting a 10 under par for the 4-day competition. Congratulations, Scottie. Also, I got to give a congratulations to Tiger Woods as well. For him to keep up and be relevant, at least the first 3 days of the tournament, I mark that as an amazing feat. Because we didn't expect Tiger to come that far, being as though he was just off of that horrific car accident. So congratulations to Scottie Scheffler, and also attaboy going out to Tiger Woods. Well, it was opening weekend of baseball. Did you see what you wanted to see out of your team? Or from the first appearance, do you think it's going to be a long baseball season for you and whatever team that you decide that you root for? Okay. The NBA playoffs are coming around the corner with teams playing their last regular season games headed into the playoffs. Is your prediction still the same, or has another team struck your interest? Say that full time. The NFL draft is approaching and teams are gearing up. Since this draft has been labeled the wide receiver draft because there are so many good wide receivers coming out, which receiver do you see becoming a member of your franchise? Okay. Hearts are very heavy in the sports world, period, with the unexpected death of former Washington, current Steelers, second-string quarterback Dwayne Haskins. We're going to take an in-depth look at what happened and discuss his life and what legacy has he left behind. Okay? All right. All this and much more on today's episode of Tales Corner. Now, my story for today. I'm telling you, me and the rats, the vermin in D.C., I'm telling you, y'all, we do not get along, you know? And I'm really starting to think them bammers be like, here you go, here you go. That's that dude right there. Do y'all know I had to cross the street and walk on the other side of the street because two rats, two of them, y'all, one, two, were in my path when I was trying to walk to work. You know, I had gotten off the train, and I was walking into work, and here they are frolicking and playing around on the sidewalk where I have to walk. So I said, I'm not going to cross the street. I'm going to make noise. And these were some different type of rats, y'all. Because the more noise I made, the more them bammers was coming towards me. I mean, I'm banging on street signs and making, you know, loud, trying to be as loud as I can. And it's like they walking toward me. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and cross the street because I ain't trying to be late to work messing with these D.C. rats, you know. So I cross the street. And when I get across the street, lo and behold, there's another rat. Now, this is just one across the street. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is this, rat day? Is this like rat show up before you get to work day? Or what is this, you know? Normally in the mornings, I may possibly see one. That's it. But this morning, yeah, I saw three and could not believe it. And I was like, man, is this the type of day that I'm going to have, you know, rat field, rat infested, rat situation, you know? And it was just so crazy to me. And I was like, you know what? You are a 50-year-old man. You had no business crossing the street anyway. But now you're just going to have to meet this rat head on. So I started walking towards the rat. And that bad was coming at me, y'all. So I ended up crossing the street again. I'm telling you, only a few things that your boy just don't mess with. And rats is one of them. I do not mess with rats at all. They bother me. They creep me out. So, yeah, I had to end up, I crossed the street on one side because of the two rats. And I ended up crossing the street again on the other side because of the one rat. So, yeah. The score this morning was Rats 2, DMV Tail, nothing. Yeah, so that's my story for today. Them dang on DC Rats. And I'm letting y'all know, I'm going to do everything in my power, to get DC to do something about them things because I'm telling you, I can't deal with them. I can't deal with them. They freak me out. So, yeah, that's the long and short end of my day, all right? I hope you all had a better day than I did. If not, I know you're going to have a better day starting here on Tales Corner. And when we come, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Masters this weekend and how entertaining it was, all right? Now, our number is 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. Get up on that thing. Hey, get up off of that thing. Get up off of that thing. This weekend's Masters tournament down in Augusta, Georgia, I tell you, it was such an exciting watch. You know, it was like the Masters tournament of old as far as the amount of people that were there in attendance, the up and down of the players themselves, pars, bogeys, birdies, bogeys, birdies, birdies, birdies. I mean, it was just a great watch, you know. I enjoyed every moment of it, every moment of it. And I kind of knew Scottie Scheffler was going to win, especially after Saturday and the way he performed out there. I felt as though the lead that he had generated, those guys weren't going to catch up with him because, I mean, the closest person was 5 under, par. And Scheffler just, it just seemed like he'd make a mistake. And he'd have a bad hold on say 8, and then on 9 he'd come back with a birdie. He'd come back and it's almost like, wow, dude ain't miss a beat. So you know, it was a great tournament. It was a great tournament, and though Tiger didn't win, it was good to see him in participation all weekend, just about. You know, it was real good to see him really trying. And you know what? I'm going to tell you guys something about Tiger Woods this weekend that just, like, stood out to me. The fact that he was smiling, shaking hands, acknowledging fans, acknowledging him. You know, I can't recall when Tiger Woods put on a display like this. I can't recall when Tiger Woods showed that he was actually having fun. So, this weekend's tournament was a blast. Was a blast. Let's go to the phone. My buddy Lou, what's happening, Lou?
Hey, Cal, how are you? First of all, I'm sorry to hear about your mom. But I will give you crap for coming on today. I mean, that, you know, that takes a lot of courage to come on after something like that happened.
I appreciate that.
And second of all, were those actual rats you were talking about, or just people that you knew that were being rats? That's the confusion I want to clear up. Just kidding.
No, I'm talking about actual rats.
Because in New York, we have a lot of them.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
an actual rat. Okay.
Actual rats. In D.C.,
Because around here, in this part of the country, we consider a rat, another word for that, is a snitch. So I know you meant an actual rat.
No. I'm familiar with the term snitch as a rat, but I'm talking, brother,
yes.
I'm talking about rats, yeah.
Okay, the real kind. Okay.
The real kind.
All right, just to clear that up. All right. Well, you know, I had to give it to Tiger. He, you know, 14 months ago, we didn't know when he was going to play again or not. Of course, we knew he was going to. And he hung in there for the first two rounds, but what happened in the third round? I mean, you know, the wheels just came right off. I mean, I wasn't expecting him to win, but I was, you know, thinking he would make it interesting heading into the final round. I thought maybe he would be, like, just a few strokes behind, but I don't know, maybe there's something wrong with the club, that desert heat or whatever. Like, ugh. Well, I mean,
if you watched him closely,
yeah,
on that third day, he began to show signs of wearing down. You know, he began limping. He began to limp around the courts, and it just his body looked like it began to wear down. You know, like he had put too much stress on. So, you know, for him to be where he was, I believe it was an accomplishment. You know.
Yes. And Sheffley is from New Jersey, actually.
Okay. That's what's up.
Score one for my
side. That's what's up. That's one for your side, Lou. That's one for your side. Let's take another call here. 202-638, how you doing, brother? Sister,
I'm doing
whatever.
Fine. Doing fine, Kel. This is Bitch Steve, you know.
Hey,
you know, my
what's up, Steve?
Not much. First thing off, condolences to your mother and your, to your entire family, you know. So, you know, Kirby gave me the news Saturday night. So, you know, I want to say that first. And secondly, you know, Tiger, you know, he played a good game. But, you know, for somebody with that, the injury, because, you know, I'm an amputee. So, you know, I know how it is. He's going to play in the PGA Championship, so that's another big one that
has that been determined yet?
In. Huh? Yeah, he's going to play.
No.
He's going to play. He committed to the Open.
I don't think the actual golfers have been determined yet, but I do recall Tiger saying that he wanted to participate, or he was going to participate.
He says he's committed to the Open. That he said he will. So it's I think the Open's going to be bigger than the Masters. So that's going to be the
you think so?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
the
first.
That to me is the biggest one, because you got the best golfers, you know, that's going to play in that one. And I think if he wins that's going to make him the true player of the world. You know,
but he's going to have that leg looked at before he can really compete and put his name on the board on Sunday, you know. Like I said, it was good to see him, and it was great because it felt like old-time Tiger, seriously, you know. Even though his score wasn't as good, he still had moments that left us like, oh, man, you know. And I don't want to make it all about Tiger, especially since Scottie Scheffler won the event with double digits.
Well, he played a great game. Oh, he played a great game. And then you got Rahm who's playing, you know, he's the second best. So Rahm is not too bad either. So, I mean,
right.
I think all of them go for the PGA Championship. So I think they all going to go for it. And it's not a thing of your body, because we all know the tragic injury of his leg. It's the mind. The mind say go for it. He's going to go for it. And I think he's going to go right after that PGA Championship.
All right. Let's take another call. 623, you're on with me, DMV Kale. What it do?
Hey, Kale. It's Classy. And condolences.
Hey.
For your product. Excuse me. Kirby told me about your mom. I'm so sorry for you and your family. I agree with Steve though, and y'all. I think Tiger is. I think you know he went through a lot, you know, and it's going to take a while for him to get back fully, you know, from his injuries. But golf is a mental game. It's a mental game. More than physical. And once he gets pretty healthy again, I think he's got it mentally, and I think he will be, you know, we'll see the old Tiger. But I think, you know, what we saw was he is grateful to be back and to be able to be playing golf again, and he is happy to be alive, you know. And grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I mean, did you see his demeanor? Can you guys recall ever seeing Tiger smiling and enjoying himself as much as he did for this weekend? I can't recall the
first
tournament where he was. Okay. Well, okay. Cool. But how many years ago was that, Luke?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, the reaction he gave at that, I remember that. So, I mean, because, hey, there's nothing like your first win, especially a major.
Tiger smiled all the way through the tournament. He didn't just smile when he won. I do recall him showing reaction when he won his first Masters, but I'm talking about from hole one all the way to 18 was a different appearance for Tiger. He wasn't the same all business type of guy. You know, he was more infectious. He was more caught up into the galley and them cheering him on. He showed appreciation. I mean, I've seen Tiger take his hat off to acknowledge the fans, but he did it almost every hole. He did it almost every single hole. And I was like, wow, okay, that's good to see this Tiger, you know? It's a good thing to see him react and show his human appreciative side. You know what I'm saying? Let's take another call.
Yeah.
579, what's happening?
What's up? What's up? This your Huckleberry here, baby. How y'all doing today?
Oh, my
Huck. Oh, hey, Huck.
My Huckleberry. What's up? What's up, Sam?
Hey, that's pretty good, Kale. How is everybody today, man?
Doing good.
Good.
You know,
good.
I think after Tiger went through everything he went through with the back and the things with his wife, you know, and his personal life was out there for everyone to see. I think since then he's been trying to change his persona with the public, you know, and it's just been taking him a while to get to that point. But during this Masters, I saw a Tiger Woods that was interacting with the crowd that I've never seen before. You know, he was acknowledging them, smiling with them. At one point, he was even talking to one of the people. I think so too. You know, being vulnerable can bring a lot of humility and make you a little more humble. You know, when you run across that. You know, and you know, Tiger's a great golfer, and I was listening to the young lady that was talking earlier. I think as soon, you know, you could look in his face and tell that he wasn't totally in shape. His face looked a little fat, you know. That leg was bothering. But I think that's all going to come around. I think we're going to see Tiger win again. You know, he ain't going to dominate like he used to. But I think we'll see him win again. I'm rooting for this. I'm rooting to see that.
That's what's up. And you know, 57, his reaction and his actions this weekend led me to believe that as well. It was like, okay, Tiger's in a good place mentally. And his physical nature just has to catch up. But mentally, he's in a good place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we all know in any aspect of life, once you get your mind into it, once your mind has become a part of the whole situation, you stand to win more than lose. That's why I feel you, and I understand what you're saying, 57, because that Tiger I saw this weekend, and I hate that to use this analogy, but it was almost as if he made practice of this round at the Masters. It was almost as if he got into it to wake his senses up. Okay, I'm in competition. This is what it feels like. Okay, this is what I need to do. You know, and I don't think he was worried about his score. I don't think he was worried about winning. I think he was set on accomplishing the goals that he had at hand. So kudos to him, man. Hats off. I really appreciate that. And like I said, I really don't want to make it all about Tiger. I don't, guys, but it was just amazing. It was an amazing feat. I mean, we're talking about a guy who not long ago was in communication of having body part, his leg, amputated, you know? And to be out there walking around, let's see, 18 times 4, you know, because it was 4 days, he had to walk 18 holes, you know? To accomplish that, hey, I mean, now, he only lasted three, but who was really expecting him to last that three? I know I wasn't. So, you know, hey, something pretty amazing to watch. Let's take another call. What's up, Marcus?
What's going on, family? How you doing?
What's up, Marcus?
Man, everything is beautiful, brother. What's happening?
Not much, man. Yeah, man, you know, I know you were saying that you wasn't expecting him to go that far, bro. I expect him to go all the way, bro. I really
right.
did.
Okay.
Man.
Okay.
No lie. We talk about Tiger Woo, man.
Yeah. I must say, out of all the tournaments that he's been in, this weekend reminded me more of the old Tiger. So I'm in agreement with you. We're talking about Tiger Woo. We're talking about Tiger Woo.
Yeah.
And again, not because of his score, but because I saw that determination in his eye. You know, it was great.
Hey, let me ask Marcus something, if I can, if it's okay, Kim.
Yes,
go ahead.
Now, Marcus, you watch a lot of boxing. And
yes,
boxing, you know, everybody got a team and everything. And so between all the strong people, Bird, Muhammad Ali, Sugar Ray, Mike Tyson, have you seen, and the reason why I say you watch a lot of boxing, because mentally in boxing, you got to be strong to go out there and get that title, you know, along with your talent. Have you seen anybody in the sport that's stronger mentally than Tiger? I don't see Bird, Ali, all of them. I don't think I've seen anybody stronger than he is mentally, man. I'm serious.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, like, it's certain sports is just, even though you got a team, it's all about you producing. You know what I'm saying? And when it comes, like, you know, we look at sports with different eyes when you're young. You know what I'm saying? When you're a kid, you're not really into golf. You know what I'm saying? Unless somebody introduces you to you. To understand how much it takes, how much science, it's a science to it, you know, and to really understand it, you have to really sit down and talk with somebody. And it's an unnerving thing to be on that course, man, course after course, having to have, knowing what you have to do, right? And you making one mistake. You know what I'm saying? And it's a slight, it's not even a full mistake. It's just a slight miscue. And it changed the direction of that particular drive. You know what I'm saying? So honestly, man, when it comes to Tiger and his ability to drown out the noise, you know what I'm saying? Or any of them, for that matter, out there drowning out the noise when they're on that course, man, that's a hard thing to do, bro. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, Marcus, I don't mean to interrupt you. The closest thing I'll say that we've all seen, and I hate this because I'm a Washington diehard, but when Emmitt Smith played with the broken collarbone and the whole time he was running, we did not know that was going on. Everybody just said, why is he holding the ball with his left? Well, his right collarbone was broken. And not only that, Michael Jordan, the flu game, when he played with the flu, he still put out the same number of points and rebounds and even blocked shots and steals. So we've seen examples of that. Now, granted, nobody who was close to having a leg amputated, you know, and came back with that focus. But we've seen athletes who've had tremendous odds to overcome, and they found a way to do it, you know?
From that standpoint, I mean, that actually happens in boxing all the time. You know, fight a fight with broken hands halfway through a whole fight, going all the way to 12 rounds, you know, Gervonta Davis just did it. You know, a bunch of fighters do it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Mayweather has done it before. You know, as much as I don't like the guy, you know, he's done it, you know?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead with that, Marcus. Mayweather, good.
I have to agree,
man,
with your devil, Marcus.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like Mayweather, man.
Like,
I don't like him at all.
Hey, listen, you don't like LeBron, and I don't like Mayweather, man.
Well, I don't like LeBron because of the undue hype. You know, boxing is a little different from basketball, you know? But every time something goes good, everything goes the way that he wants it to, they say LeBron.
Yeah.
And then as soon as things go bad, they blame it on the rest of his team. That irritates me. That irritates the heck
out
of me.
Do me a favor, please. The next time you want to bring up a good example, please don't use the Cowboys. Please don't use them.
I really didn't want to. Hey, look. I'm so glad Tang ain't here tonight. But I mean, I still got to deal with Lou. You know, but I'm so glad Tang ain't here tonight because Tang was never, ever let me be the end of that.
What you just said about that man LeBron, his crime behind, is exactly what I'm talking about Floyd Mayweather. He cherry picked all his opponents for the most part throughout his career, right?
Uh-huh.
Then check this out. Then when he fought fighters who took it to him, like Marcus Madonna, right? Did you see that first fight? Man, he cried to the ref. He was looking at the ref. He was looking at everybody for help. You know what I'm saying? Because normally when he fought Marcus Madonna, he went off the reservation. He normally cherry picks his fight. He did that to try to come back and kind of like redeem Adrian Broner's loss. He normally don't do stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And he got his tail walloped in that fight.
But didn't he win?
So, huh? Yeah, but now you hold on, wait a minute. Not to me he didn't win.
Okay.
Yeah.
But to the masses. He won.
No, not even to the masses. To them judges that was paid. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh man. Oh man.
Oh, yeah.
You opening up a whole nother chapter, Marcus. We ain't doing that with you today.
Kel, you know how you slow down your fights? I mean your games and stuff, and you go, man, slow down that fight and check it out. Slow it down. First fight. And then you look at the second fight and you ask why Marcus Madonna ain't do the same thing he did the first fight if it worked.
Right. Okay. Let's
Mayweather got his
Kirby.
Money.
Let's get my man Kirby off the Kirby said past few times that he came on the corner. He had to park way down the street. So we're gonna make sure Kirby don't park way down the street. What's up, Kirby?
Hey, everybody! Good to hear y'all about Tiger Woods. I agree with that. If I could swap my bowling score with my golf score, I'd be a two-time champion. You know. yeah, but my deepest condolences to you, Kel, and your family, brothers and sisters, everybody. If you see a 703 number, answer it.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Kirby be running the show. I'm trying to tell y'all. Come on, Kirby. Come on with it.
That was something. I watched some of that thing there with Tiger. You know, it was good to see him walking. You know.
Cannot underestimate that. We cannot underestimate the fact that this man was facing amputation. He was facing his leg being cut off. You know.
When I was a kid, I used to caddy on golf courses, and then at night I'd sneak in there and go swimming for the golf balls. They would knock in the water and sell them back to the driving range, you know. But I learned a lot about golf, and your footwork is very critical, because if your right foot is too far back, you know, you end up hooking the ball, and then if it's too far forward, you slice the ball, you know. So just normal feet, I mean, a person without an injury to their leg, you know, has problems. But you can imagine what type of adjustment that Woods has had to work on, as far as his footwork has to be different now, you know.
Yeah. His whole stance.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. We're gonna table that, Masters. Again, we give kudos to Tiger Woods. And we say congratulations to Scottie Scheffler. We're going to take a quick break. 563-999-3782. The Jersey Boy. 999-3782-563. Y'all jazz. We'll be right back. she get away. Hey, I'm almost there, y'all. My voice almost back. Opening weekend of baseball. Did you see?
You almost got lost in that song,
team?
Didn't you, Kale?
Did I? Did I?
Okay.
And real quick, guys, let's not forget. We want to send a get well and a prayer out for Lady T and her family. She's not with us today.
Oh, yeah.
She had a family emergency. So, you know, let's not forget her.
Yes.
Opening weekend of baseball. You know, I watched the Nats play with the Mets, and I'm gonna say one thing: I'm not impressed. I was not impressed at all. Those Nationals, and I know it's early, y'all. I know it's early, but
that's right. That's what you gotta remember.
Yeah, but God, they was stinking up the joint, Lou. They really stunk up the joint this
year. Yes,
weekend,
but remember, it's not where you start; it's where you finish, and sometimes teams with a bad start finish out great, so it's really too soon to put the nail in the coffin.
No, I'm not putting the nail in the coffin. Nail in the coffin at all.
Unless you're the Tigers or the Orioles. Oh.
See what I'm saying? Now, when you give me all that confidence, Lou, and then you come back and say, unless you are, the confidence just goes away from me, man.
Okay. Well, history has been, if history repeats itself, you know.
Well, I'm going to say this.
Okay.
The championship season for the Nats, they didn't start out real good then either. It wasn't until July that they won games in May, but it really wasn't until June, July that they really, really got hot.
Well, that's when the season really starts to mean something too.
Yeah, no doubt. I give you that. But I just when it comes to my Nats, man, I'm like any baseball fan. All I want to see my team do is win. I don't want to have to break down the loss or you know, get it wrapped in my head
of
why they lost. I don't want that. And that's me as a fan. Forgive me, but it is what it is. I hear you, 57. And I could care less about them Yankees. I just want you to know that.
Yeah.
Hey, let me tell you something. When it comes to baseball, I like that the Yankees been kicking the Boston, because we hate Boston. We've been kicking Boston's butt this over the weekend. But like Lou said, the season is so long, I don't like to see my team start off just destroying everybody. Because most teams that don't go wire to wire, you know, start off kicking everybody's butt and go on and win the World Series. The World Series is normally won by the team that gets hot right after the All-Star break.
That's right.
You know? So I would like to say, as long as my team plays 500 ball till we get to that break, I'm good.
Okay. That's cool. Clancy, you got 2 cents on this one, Clancy?
Oh, I agree with that, you know, and it's kind of like that in sports, though. You know, it's like watching the Final Four, you know. You don't even need to watch the first half, really, you know, because it all happens in the second half. Or same way with football, you know, anymore, it all happens in the last quarter. You know, I mean, I love football, I love sports, but, you know, come on. Some of it is just, it's demoralizing if you start out hot and then at the halftime, you just kind of fall flat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that totally, and I feel the same way you do about it. You know, it is so disheartening to see your team start out hot and you have all these ambitions of them winning it all and taking it to the house, and then they let you down. Injuries start happening. Guys stop giving their all, and all of that crap just start going on. So I can understand you on that, Clancy. Steve, where you at, Steve? Did you watch any baseball this weekend?
Yeah, I watched the beating of Nationals game, which come last night, but that's another story. 11-2, y'all. But they was on 3, you know. Now they 2-3 and play tonight. So, you know, my Nationals are going to come back. I mean, it's, you know, baseball is a strange sport because they can be like down 20 games and come back to
it is a strange sport.
You know? Yeah, and then win. I mean, I'm like Lou, the baseball expert, so he can tell you more about baseball than I can. But, you know, it's a strange sport, and you could be below, you know, 20 games and come back to win. So tell me about it. You know,
well, now you're 20 games down in September.
Yeah. It's like Lou just said. It's when you're down that 20 games that makes the difference.
Yes.
You know, if you're down that, if you're down that 20, okay, y'all, good news. Lady T says she's about to call us in 5 minutes. Come on, baby. When you're down that 20 games matters. It really matters because, like 57 just said, after the All-Star break, you find yourself down 20 games when everybody else is finding their rhythm and momentum. Oh boy, you're in for a what they call it rude awakening. It's seriously, you're in for some
ain't
trouble.
Saying it can't be done.
No,
ain't
no,
saying it can't
I'm
be done.
I'm not saying that at all.
But
I'm with you.
You got to go on a hell of a run. You got to go on a hell of a run.
A hell of a run, you know. And any team to me, now this is just DMV Kale speaking, guys. Any team that allows itself to get down 20 in their division or 20 behind the leader, It's kind of hard to see them doing anything to pull themselves out of that hole. You know what I'm saying? It's a head scratcher when you try to think what can they do to get themselves out of the hole they're in. And to me, it's just, you know, I don't know, man. I think you'll have a better chance at pulling a rabbit out of a rabbit hole than coming back 20 games down. That's just me. That's just me. Go ahead.
Yeah.
What did you say with that, Lou? The West.
Just trying to get
your guy
back.
Okay, that's cool. But hey, like Lou said, and I'm with you 100, this is early. They play 162 games, and we're still in the single digits as far as games go. So we got a long time to worry about where our team is and isn't, you know. I'm optimistic. Steve just said, my guys are now 2-3, and I'm feeling better about what I'm seeing out of them. I always want more, but I am feeling better about what I'm seeing from my Washington Nationals. And in other news, and I don't know if this is true or not, 57, but your Hyde Parks had me looking this up everywhere, talking about the Learners wanting to sell the Nationals. Were you joking or was that serious? Fifty Tabby? Now, I know you still...
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I'm sorry. Hell.
Okay.
That didn't originate from me. That came from somebody else in the family. They put it out there.
But I
know it's
true.
But, man, I was searching that thing. I was looking for that everywhere. You hear me? And I was like, man, I'm a 257. That bad put this out here. And I'm thinking that we getting ready to sell the learner trying to sell the team. And, oh, my goodness, man. Well, you know, that man.
That would be a good thing, though, Kel.
No, it wouldn't. Why do you
man,
think that'd be a
good thing?
Something.
Because I think they've gotten away from building their team. The Nationals, especially when they had Dusty Baker there, the Nationals had a dominant team. The dominant team. I was amazed that after they got rid of Dusty and a couple of players that they were able to go to the World Series, but they really came together as a team that year and went on to the World Series. But I think for so long the learners haven't spent their money well to get the players that they need to come here to this city. I like the Nationals.
I'm going to say this. And I like Dusty Baker. I really did. He's a player's manager. He's a fan's manager. But Dusty Baker, too many times, he made the wrong call. Too many times, He allowed the moment to be bigger than himself. You know, in different situations, I would watch Dusty Baker, and I'm like, okay, he use this one, come out with this man, or do this or do that. And then when we lost to the Dodgers in that NL series, and Dusty Baker said, the Dodgers used Kershaw back-to-back on limited rest. And matter of fact, Kershaw ended the Nats' push that year. And Dusty Baker said, yeah, they used Kershaw back-to-back. I wonder how much energy he's going to have for the next round. Who the hell, boy, that is the wrong man. I was like, that is the wrong thing for you to be saying, Dusty Baker. You got outmanaged. That manager said, I'll worry about that when I come to that. You know, right now, it's about beating the Washington Nationals. And I was so upset with Dusty Baker over those comments. I like Dusty. I like Dusty Baker. I really did. But and we saw shortly after what happened. We win the championship with basically the same team.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like Dusty.
Only person he didn't
really
have was Juan Soto.
That's it. That's all. One player. And I know one player makes a difference. But let's remember, he did have Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
He did have Bryce Harper, the so-called phenom, the Mr. Baseball, the Super Bowl player. He did have him.
Mr.
Yeah.
Home Run Hitter.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Home Run, the second coming of Babe Ruth, so they say.
Give me a winner, man.
Well,
give me a winner any day over a home run hitter, and I'm happy.
I was one of the only people when we were back on Rev T Sport Revival. I was one of the only people that was happy when Papelbon and Harper got into it. Because I saw actions from Bryce Harper that I didn't like myself as a fan. That I was like, what the hell is he, what's going on with him? What is he thinking? you know? So I was cool with it. I was cool. Yeah. Yeah, jack him up. Let him know you ain't having that, you know? Because I'm serious. I saw Bryce Harper, and I like Harper. Don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. I like Harper. But at the same time, I saw little tendencies that just weren't cool. You know, they just weren't cool. So,
yeah.
You know.
I got tired of watching him playing to the camera, you know, and flipping his helmet off, even if he's just running around the bases. If his helmet don't come off, he flips it off to run around the bases, all this stuff. I know he had all the hair commercials and stuff, but I'm like, come on, man. I don't want to see it. I just want to see you play baseball.
Yeah, just play baseball, man. Seriously. Yeah. And I'm with you 100%. And then as he started to lose interest, we can say it was a lose interest loss type situation. You saw him half-assed running the baseline. And that's what Pablo Bond was so upset about. He was like, dude, you Bryce Harper. You making all this money, support from the organization, and you going half-ass? No. If you're going to half-ass run, what do you think the next guy's going to do? You know? Come on, bro. You can't do that to your team. You can't do
Everybody
that
can't be a leader.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I'm going to say, when he got traded to Philly, and we won that very next season. That very next season. I know he was over there kicking himself. I know he was. Because, dude, if you'd have bought into this system, you'd be a world champion. Like Juan Soto. Like Victor Robles. You know? But you didn't buy into the system. You did what you wanted to do. Move on. The money. And listen, I'll never say anybody is wrong for making a move for their money. I'll never say anybody is wrong for that. If that man thought the money that they were paying or offering was too much to just turn down, by all means, get it. Get it, bro. Get it. You know, and we looked at his contract and said, wow, all of us, wow, they really going to offer him that? They really going to pay him that? Well, hey, Philly actually paid him that. And now Philly guy like kicking themselves because he brought that same show that he had here in Washington to Philly. So, you know, hopefully this season – he'll have it together, and he'll, you know, do what he needs to do. I could care less. Again, I'm a Nationals fan, so I want him to continue to debacle. I want him to continue to fail. Yep, sure enough.
I would like to make a prediction, Kale.
I don't want to hear 57.
Come on, Kale.
Come on. Go ahead.
It's going to be a look. Lou, you might like this too, Lou. You might like this too. This year, there will be a New York World Series.
Think so?
The Yankees and the Mets. I like any team that Max Scherzer goes to. I think his attitude as a pitcher, I think he takes a winning attitude with him wherever he goes, and it's infectious on the team. And I think the Mets are going to have a good year this year.
I was just about to say that same thing. Matt Scherzer is infectious as hell. You hear me? These guys, now, as a Washington National player, when it was Matt Scherzer's turn to pitch, I mean, you saw a different intensity. You saw a different drive. These guys were more focused and involved on every single pitch when Matt Scherzer was up pitching, and I'm with 57. It's crazy enough to see him look at you with two different color eyes. You know what I'm saying? And you look on one side of his face is like the nice guy, and the other side of his face look like a villain. So you just don't, you like, you know what, I better do what this man wants me to do before he loses mind on me. You know what I mean? So I'm with you on that. Max Scherzer is a player, not just a pitcher, but a player that demands perfection out of his teammates. Ho-ho, here she go, Lady T. What's up, Lady T?
Hey, you guys. I am so sorry, y'all. I had an emergency. I am so sorry.
We didn't miss you.
Yes,
we
did.
We went on without
sure
you.
We
didn't
yes,
miss
we did.
You. Okay,
yes,
all right.
We did.
All right.
Hey, Chris.
You guys give in too quick.
It was an allergic reaction to some medicine that she was given from the doctor. So
okay.
It was an allergic reaction. So when the paramedics came, they had to give her Narco to wake her
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that's what I say.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was scary for
my baby.
Yeah, it was scary for her. She was crying, upset. I didn't know what to do. Woo! Damn, don't scare me like that. But
everybody okay?
Y'all. Everybody's okay, whew. You guys.
Whew.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. When we come back, you know what? Let's go ahead and do a little NBA playoffs real quick, and then we
sure,
go into football. All right. Here we go.
Okay, you there.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
Hey, but you know what? It's a lovely day when ain't no rats in my path. Yeah, it's a lovely day. But if them rats out there, it ain't nothing lovely about. I'm serious, man. Hey, listen, DC, y'all need to get that thing together. And we know people listen to Kale's Corner because we've seen too many changes that we have brought out on Kale's Corner. Our listeners have brought out, and the changes have come about. Y'all need to do something about them damn rats. I'm telling you. I've been here 11 days, man. You know, and them jokers getting fearless, man. They getting fearless. Anyway, the NBA playoffs are coming around the corner with teams playing their last season, regular season games this weekend. Headed for the playoffs.
Well, yesterday was the last game.
Sunday was.
Okay.
Well, hey, are your predictions the same? Me, I'm going with Phoenix. I think Phoenix is going to take it this year. What say you, Lady T?
Well, you know, my Bulls still in it, so I'm going to have to ride with them until they on the couch.
My team already on the couch.
Your team already on the couch. Well, look, I'm a ride
with
mine.
Your team been on the couch for a while.
Y'all got the same team, bro.
I'm about to say our team been under the couch.
My team got a couch, a recliner, and a love seat. You hear me?
The whole living room set.
Yeah, we got the whole living room set happening. I'm dang on with it. Look,
I
can't
ride them no more. I ain't lying.
I'm going to
ride them out.
You know what, Trees? You make me sick. I'm going to tell you that, right?
Hold on.
Did y'all make the playoffs, Tree?
Yeah, we number six.
Yeah.
Well, of course you're going to ride them out. We didn't even make the playoffs, sis. What we going to ride?
Bro, he asked me that. Who is it? He said, who you going to take in the playoffs? I said, bro. I'm gonna ride with my bulls.
Until
he had to pick somebody else because y'all on the couch.
Okay, let me ask you a question. As soon as your team loses, are you gonna cuss us out like you did when San Francisco lost?
No.
Right.
Hey,
You
could have kept Kirby.
Hey, Miss T. Big Steve here.
I like Phoenix too. I like the Suns.
Classy lives out there, Phoenix. We have Reggie Cup, we have Lou, we have Steve, we have Nima, we have Classy, we have Kirby, we have Debo, we got 57 and yourself.
I thought you forgot. Shit. I forgot about that. Thank you. My memory ain't as what it used to be. I forget sometimes. I got warrants. I had a dream that I smacked Chris Rock last week, so what the hell?
You too?
Hey, look.
I think the one counts.
We got him a team of lawyers. And look at here. They talking about Chris Rock going after the Academy, Will Smith, and everybody associated. And I'm like, wow. I have never heard anybody suing the Academy. But, hey, Chris Rock said, I want y'all, Bama. I got smacked. He was like, where the hell was security to keep that fool off the stage?
Nobody run out there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Crazy.
And what is Jada doing? Jada's showing up at places by herself now. Will ain't nowhere around. She talking about she didn't want to marry Will in the beginning.
Will is in rehab, right? He's getting treatment.
Really?
Right? Yeah. Will is in a rehab right now.
Let's be real.
When has Jada ever had Will back? For real.
In the bathroom. Yeah.
According to what they say, trying to get her to brush her teeth.
She sat behind him in the bathroom. That's the only time.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, you know what, Teresa? I can't even believe that because I know Will Smith got a big-ass bathroom, and the last thing you need to do is be standing behind somebody. Seriously.
Hey, let me tell y'all what Ronnie said. 007. First of all, he told me to tell y'all that he lost his phone. And then he said, tell 57, I said, what's up? Yeah. And then he said, Chris Rock going to get that slap money.
Hey, look, ask him, how does a grown man lose his phone? Come on,
they
man.
Always take your phone when they lock you up.
Kirby got a point.
He's giving us that.
Kirby got a point. They always take your phone. That's a trick. Have to do these two having shoelaces. Ask him, does he still have his shoelaces?
Hey, ask him, do he got to watch where he steps for the next few days?
Yeah.
Ronnie, they getting on you.
Grown man, come on, he lost his phone. Boy.
Yeah. That orange is the new black.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, don't let me. Oh, we don't want to find out he went in on purpose.
Ask him to be a cast member now.
He said 57 ate his phone.
How do you swallow that,
though? Hey, I'm glad you tried to come back, man. That wasn't pretty good, but you did try.
Yeah, he tried.
He said that's all I had.
57,
he said that's all I had.
I love him still.
Tell him the whole corner of him. But I was wondering, I was like, damn, Ron ain't called in. What's happening for real?
Yeah.
Now we know. The dog.
Yeah, he lost his phone.
The dog ate it.
They think one of them dogs eat your phone? He said, I hear y'all going on me.
All right, y'all. All right, so we all in agreement on Phoenix then, right? Except for Tree.
Nope. I'm with Tree.
Okay,
I'm with Tree. I think it's on the Bucks.
For me too.
I think the Bucks
going
to win it.
I think Golden State. Nope.
Golden State? Oh, no.
Nah, they can't do it.
I
don't think Golden State has played enough games together this season. I think that's going to hurt them. You know, the lack of chemistry.
They got the people now to win it now.
Why not, Steve?
Okay.
Golden State, everybody's playing the game that Golden State was playing back when that dynasty was on the rolling. Everybody's playing that game now. Up and down the court, shoot threes, fast game. Golden State, you can't match that with the Phoenix Suns. And they got to go through the whole Western Conference to get to the finals. And the teams they got to run across like to run and gun and pass that ball. And you got Utah and you got and Phoenix. They can also get physical in the middle, and Golden State hasn't proved that they can do that yet.
McGrizzly,
I don't care who they got out there on
the
court.
Don't forget the Grizzlies.
I forgot about the Grizzlies. Yeah.
They got to go through a lot.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, Ronnie said the Celtics is taking the whole thing.
Mind your phone.
Ronnie said the Celtics will take the whole thing. So we got the Celtics, we got the Bucks,
Phoenix,
and the Suns.
Nobody's believing in the net, New Jersey.
Nah, I ain't going with them. Oh, no, I don't believe in them, bro. Now, if they make it, I'm gonna be happy for them. I'm gonna be happy for them boys, but I ain't too confident with them boys. I ain't too confident with them. They gotta do the play-in.
Now Cleveland and the Nets are the play-in.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
what
you
said. Yeah,
yeah,
they
yeah.
gotta do the play-in. And see, they don't do the play-in because the Cavaliers missing that boy Jared Allen. Allen, hey, what's his name? Jared Allen. They missing him. He's not playing.
The Nets gotta fight themselves just to get in.
They gotta fight.
I'm almost believing that trade for Ben Simmons wasn't really worth it because he hasn't played a game for the Nets yet, and
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if he's injured or what, but he hasn't played a game for them as of yet. So I really believe that whole trade was kind of a waste for them, really, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a sucker's deal.
You think so?
Yeah, I know
And you know what? I don't know. What is wrong with Ben Simmons? What's his injury? Does anybody know?
Now it's supposed to be he coming back from the back.
If you live in the DMV, you know it's Saint Elizabeth disease.
Okay, that's Chinese disease. Like the father on the color purple, and I hear he got that Chinese disease.
I don't know what happened to Ben Simmons, man. How can you go from being an all-star to not even want to shoot the ball?
They saying he got a hernia in his back.
And still getting paid.
Okay. Yep.
That's the problem. He's still getting paid. I'm like, damn.
Well,
They got to pay him.
I think it's mental. I think it's mental for the Nets. After Kevin Durant and maybe Kyrie, you know, I don't think their attitude is that way. If we get in the grind in the playoffs, that we can pull it out and to the championship. I think they might be able to win the first round they get in, but after that, I don't think they're going to go up to the championship. I don't even think they're going to pay for the Eastern Conference Finals. I said that at the beginning of the year.
So let me ask y'all this then. Let me ask y'all this because they've been talking about this too. Now, if Durant don't make it, is this a punch in the face, a punch in the gut? Like, do it leave a stain on his resume?
I don't know if I go that far.
Come home.
Hold on,
wait a minute. Let me hear what Lou
got to say. I don't think it's a slap in the face. I mean, you know, they could have done better, you know, if they didn't have all the COVID problems and, of course, with, you know, a few of their lineup changes and whatnot. So, you know, I think it would be quite a surprise if they do go far. I mean, I think they're going to win the play-in game, and you know, but going into the next round, it might be kind of tough.
Right. And as far as Kevin Durant, I think with Durant, because we've seen so much greatness with Durant and what he does, I don't think that this will hurt him. You know, too much. I don't see it being a bad stigma on Durant. Granted, I do want to see him, you know, go further, and I do want to see him, you know, find success. He's a homeboy, but I'm kind of with Steve. You know, I don't want things to work out in New Jersey because I want that Bama to come home. I want him to come
right.
here.
That was going to be my next question, too. If it doesn't work out, where do you think he was going to land? You think he's coming back here, or do you think he's going somewhere else? That's what I was going to say, but you wanted him to come back here, so apparently that's what the answer is going to be. Come back here.
But he'll piss me off and go to Miami, or he'll even go to the Pelicans. You know what I mean? Somewhere like
yeah.
that. And then win and come here and have a parade. You know, he'll win and then come back here and have a damn parade. Yeah.
The good thing for Kevin Durant is, he's always been a great player, and like Tree said, you know, and you said, he's done so many great things as far as scoring out there on the court. You know, did we know he's what type of player he is? And he's never been the LeBron where wherever he went, he had to be the savior of the team.
Yeah.
You know, most of the times he complimented or somebody complimented him. So if they don't win, I don't think it'll be a stain on Durant. I think it'll be a stain on the Nets. But not on just him, you know.
Okay.
Because he's going to do his part. Whether they win or not, Durant is going to do, he's going to get his. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's
808
is
007.
Okay.
Let's bring him on in there. Hey, look, because this number looks suspicious. I wasn't messing with it. The last time I ate one of them dogs, the dude came on screaming, yelling. Using the N-word and everything. I almost broke my mouth trying to click him off. Yeah, so I was
I know, that's right.
I was like, oh, nah, 808. Yeah. You're going to be late. But go ahead, Ron. Welcome to the corner, bro.
Welcome to the show, Ron.
Ooh, I don't win my best to make it in.
You better be careful with that singing. You better be careful with that singing in that place, boy.
Hey, man, you got that chicken bone stuck down your throat. Oh, no, my phone. My other phone.
Oh, y'all got phones with ass. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But hey, Ronnie, how you doing? How you doing, Ronnie?
Who you got winning it, Ronnie? The NBA
Celtics.
The Celtics. Why?
Yeah, I've been calling for this, you know, since they was the 5th seed 3 weeks ago. I didn't know they was gonna climb up to the top seed the way they did, but they got well-oiled machine team, and they're working on all cylinders. Now, I know that, you know, I like Philadelphia, but y'all gave me some insight on Embiid because, you know, his game could be better than what it is, you know, on the inside. But I trust the Celtics more than I trust anybody right now except for the Suns. So if I put my money on the Celtics.
Okay.
All right.
I want y'all to know right now, the score is 14-23 Nets.
Thank you.
I just want y'all to know that.
Well,
okay.
Candace Parker said,
Nets are looking good.
Until Embiid decides to go down low into the middle and play ball, the Sixers will not win the championship. She said that the other night.
VP, though.
That's right. Please do it. Because he ain't listening to the crowd.
Huh?
Oh,
no, he ain't listening.
I was going to say I was doing the
What'd you say?
I was listening to y'all with the Will and Jada. I was listening to y'all with the Will and Jada. And I was thinking Chris Brock slapped it. That's not the slap of the year. The slap of the year is the Lakers been eliminated. How trifling.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? 5'6", 3, 999, 3782 on that. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back. When we come back, we're going to talk about this NFL draft, y'all.
Give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna get you in the Georgia Dome on a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick for tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Don't stop, keep the door locked, don't knock. While the boat rock, we go by the robots, so they gotta wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black...
The NFL draft is approaching, y'all, and teams are gearing up. Since this draft has been labeled the wide receivers draft, which wide receiver do you see becoming a member of your franchise? You know, who y'all got? And it's okay. It's okay if you don't know the player's name, but...
I was not.
And look, and Mima been sending me that junk left and right about Debo Samuel.
Tell
me,
stop it.
Stop it, Mima. That junk left and right. I mean, I think
Mima
been sending me that. Yeah. And look, when I first read it, I said, Treece ain't going to be happy about this.
But you know, but let me tell you his character though. His character, he's selfish though. His character, like I know people that know him personally, that gave me some memorabilia, like signed some autographs and stuff like that. He's really like he's selfish. Like if stuff don't go his way, then he throw a tantrum or he throw a fit. Stuff like that. That's just who he is. So I'm cool with that. That's who he is. I just want my team to be cool with it and sign him. Like, hurry up. Sign him before he have a whole nother tantrum. Crybaby. Right. Sign
him. Oh, wow. With
Debo crying?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
Debo is so be crying.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, your contract not even up. Like, what you doing?
I'm gonna say this. I want for my team is Kyle Hamilton. I want Kyle Hamilton, and everything after that is just what it is. I want Kyle Hamilton, man. I want Kyle Hamilton.
Okay.
We need that thing. I'm gonna keep saying it. Y'all don't be rushing me. Okay, don't be rushing me. I want Kyle Hamilton, man. You know, the brother is reminding me of Sean Taylor, and until I see him signed as a Washington Commander, boy, then I know. Yeah, then I'll stop going for him. But, yeah, I want Kyle Hamilton. Receivers, I really haven't, to be honest, looked into the receivers as of yet because I'm so focused on Kyle Hamilton. And you know, I hear other receivers around the league that may be up for grabs. So, you know, that's an option for us too. So, you know, I'm just waiting to see how everything pans out.
Right.
I mean, what's going on?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say that Altuve would be a good wide receiver to pick up, go along with Terry McLaurin, Scurry Terry, and that would benefit.
What are Altuve's attributes? Let me know some stats.
Well, he has the speed like Terry, you know, Scurry Terry. That's his former team at Ohio State. You know, they was with, you know, Dwayne Haskins, but I guess when they was through that 50 touchdown season, and he has the speed like Scurry Terry. He has the speed. Okay. He has the route running, Chris route running. What we need, especially with Carson Wentz, you know, we could do some damage. We could have a posse with Cam. You know what?
I'm going to say something. Because I didn't like Carson Wentz, honestly. I didn't really look at film on him. That boy got a vicious deep ball, man. Carson Wentz
put that ball.
Yeah, and I never knew that. I never knew that. Forgive me, guys. But I never knew that until I watched this tape on him. And he was lighting it up, I'm saying. And they showed several games that he played in. Now, I also saw him getting caught up in some nonsense, some things that you wouldn't want to see your starting quarterback get caught up in. But for the most part, Carson Wentz, man, I'm telling you, don't sleep on him. Do not sleep on him because that deep ball is deadly. His deep ball is deadly.
Write this down, Tree. Write it down.
I'm already writing down, bro.
Yeah, remember, so we remind him of this conversation.
I never said
Carson Wentz won't get on my nerves. I never said that. But I said that I didn't watch film, so I didn't know he had the deep ball that he does, okay? What's going on in the corner? Who is this?
Doc Walker.
Who?
D-Doc
D-O-C.
D-D-O-C.
Doc on the corner. What's up, Doc?
Wow. Hey, man. Mr. Kirby hit me up. I had a doctor's appointment, and so I told Mr. K, I texted him, and I said I got to the crib and see if you fellas are still chopping it up. I'd holler back at you.
Oh, my man.
Let me be the first to say, Mr. Walker, I miss you on the air. I'm on the air.
Me too.
Well, you need to join the podcast, man. I'm on. I'm taping again tomorrow. On Patreon.
Patreon.
Okay. Patreon.com/Doc Walker.
You don't do the show live, sir?
Yeah. I've done
live.
Matter of fact, April 19th will be 1 year.
Oh, wow.
But do you do the show live?
Yeah, I do it live.
Oh, okay.
In the morning, it comes out.
Oh.
You got to be on Patreon.
But can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Would you consider yourself to be the last great blocking receiver?
I don't know about the last. I mean, we had Middleton. We had a lot of guys in here in Joe Gibbs in the run game, but they run a whole different program now. See, we were winning.
Uh-huh.
They run programs now to play ball. We ran programs to win.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
So
yes.
We really appreciate you coming in and gracing us with your knowledge. We really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I said, I ain't going nowhere. Everybody asks where I'm at. Hell, it'd be a year next week. So, I mean, this week, or next week, yeah, next Tuesday. And Mr. Kirby, he's been there since day one.
Well, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there from day one.
Hey, I need to ask him
where you were.
This is
and it goes, you can go to your
get
e-
to
go
ask
to
him
your
a
email.
Real question.
Yeah, you bring know. It.
Can I wear one of your rings? That's all you got to say. Can I wear one of your rings? That's a real ass question.
No, you know
okay?
what? I'm wearing my Rose Bowl ring. Now, I don't even wear them anymore.
Okay.
No, the team is terrible. I mean, no disrespect. These cats, they're on a whole different level. They ain't playing
you
the
know,
same game we played.
Definitely.
Let me ask a question. I've had the hardest time, man, accepting the name Commanders. Give me a reason why I should just go with this and accept this name. Please. Help me.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have a choice. You can.
Thank
like, I mean,
you.
Still
I keep telling them that, Doc.
It's Washington. I mean, it ain't about the name. It's about the game. And the game they play now, it wouldn't matter what they call because it's bullshit. Until
oh, wow.
they win, no. start winning, it don't matter what the fuck they called.
Tell us how you feel.
I have a question.
Yeah, they was called. Go ahead. I hear you.
Okay, so, Doc, if they ask you to be some type of coach, would you do it?
Never going to do it. It's never going to happen.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
They try to eliminate everything that was good, that worked. They're trying to do some experimental shit, and it fails every year. They failed 22 straight years. I mean, we haven't won, I mean, 91. It's to 2022.
Yeah.
So this thing I call it a junkyard. And they're all getting paid, and they're going through the motions. But I don't let that take me away from it. Because in the 70s, you know, when George Allen kicked this thing off, 72, they're in the Super Bowl. We done been through, see, the Wild Bunch, they forget about the Wild Bunch. They forget about all the history that built it. They trying to create some new
fun
shit.
Bunch.
Shit is flat.
Fun bunch.
All, but see, that's all that's gone. See, I'm not letting them ruin my memories. I'm moving on with them to see what they can do, like the people did with us. We lost 5 in a row. We were still packed.
I remember that.
Nobody ever quit on us.
Right.
People quitting on these bums, and so I refuse to do that. I don't let them control my joy. So it's about the game. And eventually, you get enough of the right guys, you'll win.
I got a question for you, Doc. It has nothing to do with football. And I ask you this question because I know you and this person was real tight. I mentioned that John Thompson. What do you think about Patrick at Georgetown now as the head coach?
Well, the first thing, Pat can coach. What Pat and his group are not doing is recruiting. Yeah. The game has changed. Everything has changed. John was a recruiter. John went to Africa. John went to New Orleans. John went all over the country. He understood how to recruit. Patrick has got to. You can't be. Nobody cares about the past. They don't care about his college. They don't care about the pros. He's got to go talk to the young mothers with these babies 17 years old and convince them that it's a new game. Now you get NIH, you got money coming in. Georgetown's a different place. It was always a different place, but John cracked the code when there was more racism than ever. So for Patrick, now they got rid of his staff. He couldn't fire his own people, so they did it for him. And now he's got to get some youth. You can't have everybody on your bench 60 years old. Not today.
Right.
It's a whole new game.
Millennials
now run all this stuff. It's all technology. It's on social media. You can hate it. I don't want to be on TikTok, but I may eventually have to because the game has moved forward. We ain't no horse and buggy no more. This ain't no railroad. Ain't no stagecoach. This is electric. This shit's electric now. Everything's different. You have to evolve to it. Coach K did it.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't want to play the game. Gary Williams did it, and he got out because he didn't want to play the game. He won his way. But you'll never do that again. It's a whole new game. Now you either play the game or get out.
I liken it to when Joe Gibbs was a coach. You can hide players on injury reserve and things like that.
Can't do it now.
It's a whole new era.
Brother Ted, and I want to ask you one more question. Dwayne Haskins, man. How did that affect you? The news when it came
Ben Roethlisberger did the same thing. He was a frat boy, and he got through it and survived it, and they covered it up, and he got out of it. Dwayne might have been turning. He was turning things around. I don't know how an elite athlete gets hit by a dump truck.
Yeah.
I mean, at 6 a.m. I mean, I don't know.
Everybody walking on the freeway, though.
It don't matter. You can't see.
Well,
he probably had his
head ran out of gas. He might have ran out of gas. I don't know. All I know is that we just hope these young boys that's coming up will learn from this, that his loss can be an eye-opener for others. It's tragic. I feel bad for his family. But you can see this thing coming. It's a new version. These are Huxtables. These black boys are Huxtables. They're not in the hood. They in the suburbs. They go to private schools. You know, he went to a school that's $30,000 a year in high school. So don't think he had the principles that you had or I had. He didn't grow up that way. So it's a transition. It's like the Fresh Prince of Bel Air. It's an eye opener into a culture that we're learning. You have to learn that new culture. We don't know that. So you're going to get some guys. They say, what's wrong with him? He was living a life that we don't know nothing about.
Mm-hmm.
And his parents, see, what happens with these young parents? You can't worship your kids. You got to always be in control.
True.
I don't care how much they make, you still got to be in control.
Please say that again.
Young parents, they get enamored by the money. I don't give a shit how much money my kid make. I throw his ass out.
You got to understand that
I'm still the guy in life. I don't give a shit how much money he has. But see, they get hooked up in that, and they can become fan parents. You got to direct your kids. That's why they're kids. I blame his parents. I blame everybody around him for not bringing that nigga in years ago and telling him what he was going to do and what he's not going to do. They listen to him like he's a CEO. You can't be a 24-year-old CEO of a family.
Right.
And that's what happened. Same thing happened with RG3. All these young niggas in the suburb get wrecked when the parents stop parenting. They start worshiping instead of parenting.
Mm-hmm.
See, they want to be in the front row and all that shit. So they got caught up. They get caught up. And these brothers go out and do this crazy-ass shit, and it's overwhelming. They're not self. See, Doug Williams never tripped like that because his parents and Eddie Robinson, they kept parenting him. Doug is a respectable guy. See, he never lost his mind because he had to fight.
I'm dying to ask
you
a question.
You know, that's the way it goes.
Like the Reds, the Washington football team, pulled the gun on Dwayne Haskins too fast. Did they need to get rid of him that season for what he did? He was a young guy.
Yeah, but they didn't like – see, they wasn't his guy. They didn't draft him.
Thank you. Yes.
Right, I got you.
And he didn't. Doug was there. He didn't reach out. I was there. I talked to that nigga over and over. Man, clean your act up. Be a leader. Don't be a follower. First of all, he was a follower, not a leader. That's innate. You can't change that.
Yeah.
You can't change that.
Yeah.
And his crew was weak around him. See, Doug had – Doug
had an example before him. See, Shaq, James Shaq Harris. James Shaq Harris was guiding Doug.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So Doug always had a mentor. This boy never had a mentor.
He was running
with the frat boys. You can never be in charge of nothing in your 20s. You got to be led by somebody in their 50s and 60s. See, these young niggas, they parents, they fall in love with these kids and start worshiping. You can't do it. You can't handle 24. You ain't never been a 24-year-old general, ever.
Right.
Ever. Nope, that's what the Orient, that's what the Asians have. They understand honor comes with wisdom and age.
Yeah.
We start worshiping niggas over money. You know, we do it all the time in the hood. You let the drug dealer, he becomes a kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
The least educated nigga in the whole hood, but because of money. See, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you chasing fool's gold. It's fool's gold.
Mm-hmm.
That's why most of these niggas end up broke. That's why Clinton Portis was in $47 million in prison.
And did the Ponzi scheme. And did that little scheme with the Medicaid people.
Yeah. Well, he ripped off the whole league, his own league.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He ripped off the whole league.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same. Wow.
That's terrible.
And it will be the last one.
Come on.
Rudd is the nigga down in Vegas. He's driving 140 miles an hour. He kills a woman. Now he's done.
Yeah.
That's another wealth machine that's canceled.
Yeah.
There was millions of dollars would have been his family gone.
Yeah.
Haskins now. All millions that was cut gone. So these CEOs get knocked off. And the people they could have helped, that generational wealth is cut off. Done.
It's cut off.
Yeah.
He just got married. Just got married.
Ben Roethlisberger was worse. But when you're white, you know, he was able to get out of it. And he was over there with the same coach that Haskins had, but he wasn't around him long enough. That brother in Pittsburgh is a badass. He would have saved it. But he still had. You didn't know how crazy that receiver was he had. That nigga who ran off with his pads off.
It's Tony
off the field. That nigga's crazy.
Tony Graham.
Crazy. Another one. Generational wealth gone.
But
we're
at I'm going to say this, Doc. And a lot of people got upset with me for this sentiment. But there's a modicum of irresponsibility to pass 1,000 damn gas stations and run out of gas. Who gets
if
on
that's
the
reason.
Highway?
Every if
car,
that's the reason,
every, well, nope. It was stated and reported that he ran out of gas. That's why he was walking. This was reported on ESPN Sports Center, every sports syndication out there. It was reported.
Yeah, true.
Now, it's a sad situation. It's a sad situation.
Right.
But that shows the immaturity that's still there. Dude, you got millions and millions of dollars. Running out of gas should be the last situation you encounter. It really should.
You
run out of gas. You're right. I agree with you.
Make a phone call and say I ran out of gas. Don't walk across the highway.
No.
You're crazy. The NFL
first of all,
waiting for you.
If you had an old head with him, they need to be Ubering everywhere they go. Anyway, we shouldn't be driving. See, you know the reason. You don't never see rich white people driving. They have drivers.
That's
true. You ain't no real badass. Nobody who's a real badass drives. They don't drive. Only the young punks drive these cars. Rich people don't drive. They have drivers.
Right.
But this nigga, he out there flossing. They so excited because they got a car. You know, it's just ignorance.
Doc, how you doing, Doc? I appreciate you calling in and
my man.
Getting on back to the original question that Kel asked us, you know, about why should he follow the team? He bleeds burgundy and gold. That's why he needs to follow the team. Burgundy and gold.
And according to your roster, y'all going to be bleeding a lot of burgundy and gold this year because don't nobody expect the Washington football team to win anything. I ain't going to be scared because Doc on the phone.
Wow, 57. It's like that. Damn.
Man, we got cold today.
You know what? First, you're going to eat my phone. Now you're going to try to eat other people. You know what?
Hey,
you know,
Jeff, it's all good.
Excuse
I love that, but hey,
57 is that child that you tell 100 times, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, and,
right.
And he just finds a way to do what the hell you told him not to. So forgive us for 57. Because he's an idiot, a natural born idiot.
Yeah,
but.
Doc, on your show, Patreon, you said for your show, do you take call-ins like we're doing right now? Do you take call-ins? Okay.
No.
So how is your show set up? Yeah, just talk.
It's set up.
And people listen.
Well, it is. You email people, email questions in, or they tweet me, whatever they want to do, and I respond to it. See, I'm not doing that. I'm putting out a message. Kirby's on it. You know. It's a message, and it's like, you know, so I do maybe hour 10 or so, 3 days a week, and really just float. Like, I flowed on Monday because I was still wrapped up in what happened to Dwayne and what Tiger demonstrated.
Right. Yeah.
You know, in the Masters, because that was courageous.
Yeah.
And the fact that the white people stood up and clapped for him.
Yeah.
You know, they respected him. He earned that respect. Yeah.
Yes.
When Tiger,
when
like
last
when
time
Tiger
you seen a crowd like that, Doc?
We made a point earlier. We made a point earlier on. It was a different Tiger out there. He seemed to be a little more happier. He seemed to be more into the crowd and their acknowledgement of him. Did you see that too? Did you see a different Tiger?
Yeah.
And
he was thrilled that he could pull it off. I mean, him making the cut was a miracle. He almost had his leg amputated. I mean, the dude, is bionic. I mean, is it what he did by making the cut and making shots, he'll get better and better. I hope he gets one more win so he can be, you know, have the lead. But off the field, off the field shit is ridiculous. I mean, see, when his daddy lost his dad kept him straight. Without his dad, you know, this motherfucker's doing all kind of stupid shit. He's a grown-ass man.
We're all type of people. And it's the truth.
No, it's just straight up.
Hey, listen, Doc, I need to tell people all the time, do not listen to Doc if you don't want the real. If you want the real, listen to Rick Doc.
Real talk. That's right.
And we know there's a difference between Radio Doc and Podcast Doc. Everybody knows that. We all have that difference in us in this business. So, for those that may be offended, hey, listen, take it with a grain of salt. Listen to what the man is saying and not how he's saying. Go on, Doc.
That's right.
Give us some more, Doc.
No, it's great talk. There ain't no different version. That's why I'm like Kaepernick, because there ain't no different version. There ain't but one version. Mm-hmm. It's straight up, and that's why they try to keep me off the air on their local shit. I don't need them. To be on local shit, because all I need is electricity.
Oh, man.
My best time in the evening, Doc, was with you, John Thompson, and Dwight. I'm not Dwight, but Mitchell. When y'all used to come
on,
B. Mitch, bruh. The three of you together, that was wonderful in the evening. I just love it.
Yeah.
Just love
it. We had a good run. But, you know, that shit, everything changes. Nothing stays the same forever. And one thing you know, if you do it right, they try to keep you off the air. That's your best compliment.
I want to say thank you for all the time that I've had to listen to you. Thank you so much. You got me through a whole lot. You just don't even understand.
Well, I'm still doing it. Kirby will tell you. We still throwing
it. Oh, yeah. He keeps it real. There ain't no doubt about that. I mean, Doc straightened me out. And I'm 75 years old.
I have a two-part question.
But I hate to do this, y'all. You're going to have to hold it, bro.
Okay.
Uh-oh, is that that time?
Yeah.
No, we got 4 more minutes. 4 more minutes. Hurry up, Steve.
Thank you, Doc.
It can't be two. It can't be two parts.
Well, my question to Doc Walker is because of Logan Thomas, I don't even know if he's gonna be healthy for the start of the season. Who would you pick up for a tight end in the draft?
I don't know. I've not been all over the rookies. That's their job. That ain't my job. My job is I evaluate it once they pick it. They do the picking. Whoever they pick, I don't even care. All I care about is once they get started in camp, I hope they actually scrimmage pros.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope Rivera, he talks way too much for me. I don't want to hear him talk. I want to see some action. He's a politician. He needs to go to the White House.
Yeah,
he. I don't listen to nothing they say. I just look at what they do.
I blame a lot of that on Vic Fangio. And I really think it was unfair to the team last year. I'm glad he recovered and found his way back, but there's no way you can tell me the ample focus needed was actually there with your cancer situation. There's no way.
Kirby will back me up. That's on Ron. Ron should have took his ass up to the press box and sat down and let Del Rio and then run the team.
The fact that
you got a man sick standing on the sideline, that's on the man. That's ego.
Thank you.
They should have put his ass up in the press box like other coaches have done.
Come on, Doc.
He could have coached from the press box. They don't need you. They don't need you on Sunday. They need you throughout the week. The game is for the players on Sunday, on game day. He don't play.
Right.
He's standing over there with his arm folded up. That's on him. That's ego. I asked Kirby. I said it while it happened. Take your ass up in the press box and sit down and be comfortable and let your staff run the game.
You got a general.
Ain't no general on the front line other than
Pat. No, he's not.
Everybody else is somewhere calling the shot. That was ego. I said it then. And I'll say it now. It was ego. Ron is into Ron. I don't give a damn about Ron. I care about the results, and the results is average. And he makes $5 million a year. That's all I said. Ask Kirby. This ain't nothing new. I said it at the time, at the spot. They did a horrible job with COVID. Hell, two of his best players never been vaccinated. I just told them niggas to stay home.
Yeah.
No. Ron, I want Ron to lead. Be a leader you talk about being. Prove it. That's why Chase Young, this nigga out here trying to be a movie star, and he got shut out against Tampa in the playoff game. One man, they didn't double his ass. One-on-one. See, I'm just telling you what, you just look at the film. The film don't lie.
Right.
You know, they trying to push tight. If you got Heineken, if he's the best you got, that's on you. That's your fault.
Right.
Now, they brought in the bearded. Boy, he got hurt. He got hurt in the opener. Okay, well, he got hurt. Now they just went out and paid $28 million for a guy. I was listening to y'all earlier. You're right. This boy Wentz got a cannon. He got an arm, but we got a small brain. So you got to get his mental side of the game up because don't nobody like this dude. Now, he got a chance. This is his last chance. See, he's garbage as a person. I got a boy in Indianapolis in the front office, so I know all the shit. And this dude right here, man, he got to get his shit together. I'm pulling for him because he's wearing my colors. But he's on a short leash, and I hope they draft another kid, maybe in the third, fourth round, whatever. It don't matter what round you get somebody.
All these rounds are overrated. Daryl Grant was in the 9th or 10th. Monty Coleman, 14th round. Joe Jacoby, undrafted. Don't fall in love with the draft. The draft is irrelevant. That's a appreciation of your collegiate efforts. That's why you get a big bonus. But it don't mean you can play.
No,
you know, sweat. You got two unvaccinated defensive ends, and they got better when them two niggas was out. That that Williams kid, that boy bad. We got players. Yeah. We got players. What he needed, but see, Ron needs to. He did get healthier. You're right. He was stronger towards the end. When you heard him in the locker room when he started screaming and hollering, okay, that's the Ron I knew. I don't know this dude trying to run for Congress. I knew the guy played linebacker. He was a linebacker. See, and if he couldn't bring it, then let Del Rio do his thing. It don't matter what is up. We could have had Todd Bowles if they had a brain. They couldn't close Todd Bowles before this. See, because they still trying to pick it. It's garbage. It's garbage. I'm telling you straight up, we done had people come through there that should have got the job but didn't. So we stuck with them. So I'm saying make it work. And this is a year, no excuses. No excuses. Right. $5 million a year. His whole staff is on the payroll. His son's on the staff. His daughter's on the staff. Everybody. I'd do the same thing, too. But I would lose with my kids. I'd fire them up. I'd fire them. See,
I know
I
that.
I'm
I
telling
know
you,
that.
I get their ass out.
Doc, I'm loving it, Doc. I'm loving it. But we up against
you
it.
You got to call back, Doc.
All right.
Please call back on Thursday, and we can
finish
it, because I love everything you're saying, and you're giving not just me, but I'm getting text messages from people that say he keeping it real. That's what I'm talking about. He's keeping it
real.
Y'all
keep, like I say, Kirby knows the hookup. You know what I mean? This ain't nothing new. This is going on all, like I said, it'll be a year. I'm delivering out. Where y'all been?
Well, I'm going to be there, though. I'll be there.
Okay,
the next
we'll
time
see. Y'all talk all that shit. I'm saying, see, I ain't talking about something I'm thinking about doing. I'm already doing it.
Right, you're doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing it. So we're doing without anybody. I'm still doing it. Hell, if I'm talking to myself, I'm still going to do it. Yeah. All right, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all, man. Hey, Dr. K, be good, brother. All right, man. Peace out.
Thank
you for coming in.
Peace out.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Yes.
Love you.
Thank you. All right. Love you, Doc. All right,
ladies.
Come on, baby. Your turn.
Kayla Mateen would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kayla's Corner. I'm being a little fast because we're behind schedule. I'm sorry, you guys. Kayla Mateen would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 and 7. The number here is 563-999-3782. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We are here. Kale, take it away.
Hey, great, great, great show to dedicate to my mom. I love you, lady. You and Pops, enjoy yourselves up there. And thank everybody for all of you guys' condolences and your prayers for the family. We really, truly appreciate you all. And thank you all for becoming a part of my family. With that said, love you, love you, love you. Make sure if you love them, they know. If you love them, they know. Not just by your words, but by your actions as well. We'll check up with y'all Thursday, 5 o'clock. We won't be late again. What'd you say, Keith?
I said we want to send a special thanks to Doc Walker for calling in and blessing our show.
Exactly. The doc doing it. Only way the doctor man can. All right. We'll check with y'all. Everybody have a great Wednesday. We'll see you Thursday. Let's go.
Thanks, Kevin.